We've been hearing a lot about Chechnya this week. That's because of all the news surrounding the Boston Marathon bombing suspects. The Tsarnaev brothers have family roots in Chechnya, a Russian republic in a region with a long history of violence and extremism. But Chechnya is not all bloodshed and tragedy. Coming up in the program, we're going to hear from a writer who thinks we need to give the positive side of Chechen culture a fair hearing as well. Nathan Thornburg has written a blog post titled, Nine Things to Love About Chechens. So for our GeoQuiz today, here's your challenge. Name three positive things Chechen culture is known for. I'll start you off with one clue. It has to do with footwear. We'll discuss that and some of the other things to love about Chechens with Nathan Thornburg in just a few minutes. The Boston Marathon bombings investigation has focused a big spotlight on Chechnya. The two suspects' family, the Tsarnaevs, have Chechen roots, and Chechnya itself has long been associated with a violent separatist war against Russia. Nathan Thornburg thinks we need to consider another side of Chechnya. The former Time magazine foreign correspondent has written a new post on his blog, Roads and Kingdoms, to counter the cultural stereotypes that many have about war-torn Chechnya. He titled it, Nine Things to Love About Chechens. So Nathan, let's focus on the qualities of Chechens that may be getting eclipsed right now. What are the good things you've learned about Chechnya and Chechens over the years?
Well, the things that we really wanted to talk about on Roads and Kingdoms were some of the idiosyncrasies that made them a little bit more human. The first thing we put on our list was that they have the cleanest shoes on earth.
Yeah, what's that about?
Essentially, the Caucasus, because there's so many unpaved roads and because they lie in this mountainous area, become a series of mud republics in the spring and in the fall. So you have a lot of opportunities for, I guess, dirtying your shoes. The thing that is remarkable and somewhat admirable about the Chechens is they never gave into this. And in fact, shoe wear and having the cleanest shoes possible became somewhat of an obsession. When I first lived in Moscow during the first Chechen war, the rumor was that the Russian security forces would profile for Chechens on the subway systems and in the streets of Moscow, not by looking at their faces, but by looking at their feet.
No kidding.
If you saw an inexpensive pair of black shoes that was meticulously clean, that might warrant a document check.
Foot profiling. So is it just the shoes, or are Chechens generally pretty well turned out head to toe?
Yeah, we actually, number eight on our list of nine was one word, fedoras.
Right.
Chechens are more famed, I guess, for their traditional lamb's wool hats. But if you ever look at the sort of first independence leader of post-Soviet Chechnya, this Dzhokhar Dudayev, the best pictures that I've always seen of him have him rocking a very classic fedora, and he had a lot of different shades. And it wasn't just him. It's a sort of beloved accoutrement for Chechen men. Think about this republic that's had a lot of trouble, doesn't have a lot of money, but they have a lot of self-pride, a lot of dignity, and part of it is definitely showing off for each other.
Now, it may seem banal, but Chechnya has an important folk dancing tradition, you point out.
Yeah, it seems at first to be sort of chauvinist that the man sort of stamps and struts around and the woman kind of glides in a way that makes you think the man is having all the fun. But actually, the woman has all the power in this dance. She can either sort of highlight what the man is doing, or if she's not impressed, she can just sort of glide away and make him act a fool on his own. It's very subtle, but a really powerful indicator that the gender dynamics, which have really seemed to harden in the Western view of what Chechens are about, they're actually much more complicated than you would think.
New York City has Alicia Keys and New York State of Mind. I gather Chechen singer Liza Umarova reflects a Chechen state of mind.
Yeah, she, when I sort of put the poll out to my friends in Chechen diaspora communities, she was the one who came back as their favorite. I really love her voice, and the main message that sort of threads through all of her songs is really a powerful message of peace. So she calls out, I think, a lot of the culture of fighting, but she has some really lovely love letters to not just her people, but also to Grozny, the city that she's had to leave.
Finally, Nathan, you had a chance to visit and drink strong black tea with the widow of former Chechen president Jokhar Dudayev. Her name is Alla. What impression did the former first lady of Chechnya leave on you?
She represents for me a sense of what Chechnya could have become. She was a classically trained painter in the Soviet days, and her husband, who was this great Soviet general and then the first leader of independent Chechnya, really represented a westward-facing Chechnya. They weren't dogmatically religious. They were spiritual, but also very educated. And she is living this life of exile now, having seen her husband be assassinated, having lived through the wars, but she's still such a gracious person, surrounds herself with her paintings. It's a very interesting and, I think, different view than people might think of what Chechen leadership could and did look like.
Journalist Nathan Thornburg's blog post, 9 Things to Love About Chechens, is online at roadsandkingdoms.com. We'll post a link to it at theworld.org. And Nathan, for you and our listeners, let's end with a bit of the Chechen singer, Liza Umarova. Great to speak with you.
Thank you.
Высоко в горах Чечни, где ветер песни напевал, босой мальчишка лет 7 с утра лезгинку танцевал.
So this singer Liza Umarova, clean shoes and fedoras. As Nathan Thornburg mentioned, 3 possible answers to our GeoQuiz today. If you've got other positive Chechen characteristics you'd like to mention, leave us a comment at theworld.org. This is PRI.